He next went to Lugano, Switzerland, where he stayed with Friedland's uncle, and from there took a flight to India. When he got off the plane in New Delhi, he felt waves of heat rising from the tarmac, even though it was only April. He had been given the name of a hotel, but it was full, so he went to one his taxi driver insisted was good. I'm sure he was getting some backsheesh, because he took me to this complete dive. Jobs asked the owner whether the water was filtered and foolishly believed the answer. I got dysentery pretty fast. I was sick, really sick, a really high fever. I dropped from 160 pounds to 120 in about a week. Once he got healthy enough to move, he decided that he needed to get out of Delhi. So he headed to the town of Haridwar in western India near the source of the Ganges, which was having a festival known as the Kumbh Mela. More than 10 million people poured into a town that usually contained fewer than 100,000 residents. There were holy men all around, tents with this teacher and that teacher. There were people riding elephants, you name it. I was there for a few days, but I decided that I needed to get out of there, too. He went by train and bus to a village near Nain Tal in the foothills of the Himalayas. That was where Neem Karoli Baba lived, or had lived. By the time Jobs got there, he was no longer alive, at least in the same incarnation. Jobs rented a room with a mattress on the floor from a family who helped him recuperate by feeding him vegetarian meals. There was a copy there of Autobiography of a Yogi in English that a previous traveler had left, and I read it several times because there was not a lot to do, and I walked around from village to village and recovered from my dysentery. Among those who were part of the community there was Larry Brilliant, an epidemiologist who was working to eradicate smallpox and later ran Google's philanthropic arm and the Skoll Foundation. He became Jobs's lifelong friend. At one point, Jobs was told of a young Hindu holy man who was holding a gathering of his followers at the Himalayan estate of a wealthy businessman. It was a chance to meet a spiritual being and hang out with his followers, but it was also a chance to have a good meal. I could smell the food as we got near, and I was very hungry.